morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Come in, they come. Jacob, welcome back. Hi, Mayor. Okay, so since next week is Rav Aaron's Yahrzeit, so I just wanted to discuss a little bit of his Torah, and I'm actually going to discuss something from Parsha Shmini, because in Chutz La'aretz they're still reading Shmini. We read Shmini here in Eretz Yisrael last Shabbos, but in Chutz La'aretz, because it was the second day Yom Tov, so they're reading Shmini this Shabbos. Shmini is a Parsha of transition, and it's a very, very dramatic and, of course, ultimately tragic transition in which Aaron's children are incinerated. But the transition is captured or punctuated by the switch between Moshe and Aaron. It's not clear when the switch happened. Was it Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the eighth day of Nisan? It's Machlokas Rak. Whether the 8 days were the 8 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the climax was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or they began Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're more popular to believe that it began Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 8th day was Ches Nisan. But either way, on that Yom HaShemini, the name of the Parsha, Moshe no longer performed the Avodah. For the 8 days of practice, or the 7 days of practice, Moshe was performing the Avodah. On the 8th day, Aaron steps in. Vayiba Yom HaShemini, special korbanos, and there's a shift. Now, with Aaron's entry, the world of the Beis HaMikdash in Parshas Vayikra finally becomes installed. Now, the world of Mikdash is very, very regimented, very disciplined, very strict and inflexible. In fact, the reason tefillos are so rigid is because tefillos come from the Beis HaMikdash. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there's rigidity. Similarly, with tefillos, you can't make up your own tefillos. You saw what happened to Nadav and Abihu, who tried to make up their own, devise their own avodah. And the answer is because there's a gravitas. You're standing in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. You're not comfortable or familiar like you're sitting in a room with your friend jamming on a guitar. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're very, very careful about sticking to protocol. So this whole world of protocol and regulation is going to set in, and the icon is Aaron. Aaron is a Kohen. And Kohen, or Kehuna, the world of Kohenim, is marked by discipline, regimen. Moshe is a very different persona. Moshe is a Navi. Nevuah is marked by inspiration, passion, energy, creativity, refreshing, everything is new, every day is different. And Rav Aaron spoke to us about the balance and the need to calibrate between these two. On the one hand, you want to live lives of every day being fresh and new and novel and newly inspired, and why am I living and why am I learning and what does it all mean? But if you're not able to express that into disciplined day-to-day consistency, then all your passion and all your excitement will be unanchored and unexpressed. It will just fizzle. And Shmini is that juncture where Kahuna and Nevuah meet, where Moshe and Aharon meet. Moshe can't wear the big day Kahuna. According to Chazal, the 8 days that Moshe served, he was wearing big day Lavan because he's a Zar. He's not part of the fraternity of Kohanim. Nevuah can't be inherited. Just because your father was a Navi doesn't mean that you're a Navi. But Kahuna is inherited. It's genetic, because you've seen regiment, you've grown up in that world of consistency and discipline, and therefore, you're the best candidate, not just as opposed to Yisrael, but as opposed to another Kohen. A Kohen Gadol's son has first dibs, so to speak, assuming he merits it, assuming he's suitable, because he lived in that world of rigidity and that world of consistency. So this man is beginning, and obviously Rav Aaron didn't talk about this, but I want you to apply it that way. It's a very, very interesting Zman. There are a lot of very, very emphatic and euphoric experiences over the next couple of weeks. Today is emphatic. It's not euphoric, but it's certainly a special day, Yom HaShoah. Next week, there are two very powerful days. And please, I'm saying this as much as I can. You have not experienced Yom HaZikaron until you experience it in Eretz Yisrael. It's totally different. Yom HaShoah in Chutz La'aretz and Yom HaShoah in Eretz Yisrael are marginally different. Yom HaZikaron in Chutz La'aretz and Yom HaZikaron in Eretz Yisrael are night and day. You can't even begin to wrap your heads around it, but just really engage next Wednesday in all the activities we have planned and all the button points or all the elements, bullet points that we have, excuse me. So, and then, of course, Yom HaTzmaut, and then 2 weeks later, Lag BaOmer, and then Shavuos and special events, especially for North Americans who are ending their year. So on the one hand, that sense of freshness and revitalization and vitality will be easier to reach than, I'll say, the long 5-month charisman. What's harder to reach is to be like a Kohen. Can you come every day for Minyan and every day to Seder? And can you, towards the end of the year, find this balance that's so crucial in life? I know that watching a lot of boys grow during the year, I see some people that are great at the discipline, and you ask them, does it feel fresh? Does it feel new and inspired? It's harder. More often what I find with boys your age is that the passion and the excitement is there, but you run hot and cold. You know, you have 3 great days and then 2 poor days, and you stay up all night to learn, and then you have a hard time coming to morning Seder. And until you get that traction and that consistency just to be able to find your rut, not your rut, but your routine, and to find your place. So Rav Aaron spoke to us on Parsha Shemini about the balance between the Navi and the Kohen, between Moshe and Aaron, between something which is fresh and constantly revitalized and something which seems like it's very dry and day-to-day routine, but that's what gives life its consistency. That's what makes Yiddishkeit so powerful, is halacha. Halacha may seem dry because it's repeated every day, but that's what anchors religion to day-to-day life. Lahavdil, other religions, it's just abstract, distant set of ideals rather than ideals that are expressed every minute in the brachos you make, and the davening, and the mitzvahs, and the chesed, and the b'radu v'chavera. So according to one day in the Gemara in Zvachim, Moshe continued to serve all 40 years in the Midbar. He was a Kohen, not a Kohen, but he served in the Mishkan. And Rav Aaron felt that this was a message that the vitality that a Navi brings should still be there even when the routine sets in. And even when you're involved in the stage of routine and rigidity and discipline, you still need the vitality. So think about trying to find those too, not just in the end of Zman, but also throughout your life to try to find that balance. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.